今天的经文是取自哥林多前书一章十五，哥林多前书十五章一到四节和约翰福音二十章三十到三十一节。弟兄们，我要把我从前传给你们的福音向你们讲明，这福音你们已经领受了，并且靠着它站立得稳。你们若持守我所传给你们的道，就必靠这福音得救，不然就是徒然相信了。我从前领受了又传交给你们，那最要紧的就是基督照着圣经所记的为我们的罪死了，又埋葬了，又照着圣经所记的第三天复活了。耶稣在门徒面前还行了许多别的神迹，没有记在这书上。把这事记下来，是要你们信耶稣是基督，是神的儿子，并且使你们信了，可以因他的名得生命。这是上帝的话语。我们掌声欢迎 Pastor Allen， 还有我们的文馨姐妹。
Yeah, but I don't know where I put it. Can you check in my bag and see where it is there? Yeah. 大家好，平安。Yeah. 有没有听过这个故事？有两个男士同时追求一个女人，变成一个三角形的恋爱。两个男人都很有才干，一个是工程师，一个是医生来的。所以他们在追求中，这个医生每天都送一大包 one bouquet of roses 玫瑰给那个女的。那么呢，那个工程师呢，他说每天送他一粒苹果而已。就追求了很久的时间，那个女的就很好奇，就问那个工程师，你看医生每天都送我玫瑰花美丽的花，为什么你只送我一粒苹果？工程师就说，你没有听过吗？一粒苹果把医生远离我。An apple a day keeps the doctor away。 同样的，我们每天读一章经文，那么魔鬼就会远离我们。阿门吗？
阿门。
阿门。阿门。Yeah。没有 extra clicker， 我就麻烦你了。我的记性越来越好。check my bag whether it's there. I don't know. I don't know where I put it. Yeah。哎，真的没有。Anyway， 今天是年初几啊？年初九，还是过新年呢？好，所以让我来祝贺大家一下。Can you click the yeah？ 这个是用华语的，等一下我会转播，转播到
啊，
环播到对 Channel Five。好，来继续。我要祝大家，哎，为什么会跑到这里？没有，还没有。Sorry, is it possible? Can that? Terence, can you run to the cry room to see whether I left it there? Yeah.Have you ever? Oh, is there? Okay. 找到了是吗？这个可以啊，这个是我的，这个是一起送给我的，感恩，现在可以用了。好，呀，这样，OK， 祝大家龙马精神。阿们，我们需要啊，尤其我们一年一年比老了之后，我们真的需要神的祝福。第二呢，我要祝大家龙腾虎跃，是吗？虎跃什么意思啊？你们知道啊？我不必解释。金玉满堂。第四，我要祝福大家心想事成啊。啊，还有呢，这个不听话了，按错了，对，主恩相伴，阿门，阿门，阿门。这些话语是很好的话语，哎 ，sorry， these are all good words 。
这些话都是非常好的
，very good blessing，
是非好非常好的祝福。
But they are just slogans spoken by people，
这是常常大家会说的。
Yeah， 这个是个口号。
哦，口号。
Yeah， but the real blessing is not just words。
那真正的祝福不仅仅是语言。
The real blessing comes from knowing God。
是真正的祝福是认识主。
Knowing the gospel。
认识福音。
And accepting it joyfully。
并且以欢喜的心来领受。
Now what is the gospel then？
那真正的福音是什么呢？
If I were to describe the gospel just one word，
如果允许我用只用一个字来解释福音的话，
If you were asked to share the gospel in just one word，
如果你被邀请只用一个字来分享福音的时候，
How would you describe the
gospel？ 你会如何来描述福音呢？
Love， yeah， 还有呢？
爱，还有呢？还有什么可以用一个字来？
Come on， 小老娘子。
相信。
Love, faith, belief, okay? Yeah. Hope. Okay.
盼望。
Yeah. But for me, I think the most important word in the one word gospel is the word.
那对我而言，如果用一个字来讲明福音的话，那就是耶稣。
Jesus.
耶稣。
Amen. Without Jesus, there is no hope.
如果没有耶稣，就没有盼望。
Without Jesus, there's no gospel.
那如果没有耶稣，就没有福音。
Without Jesus, there's no eternal life.
那没有耶稣，就没有永恒的生命。
I think that's the most important word.
我认为这才是最重要的一个字。
Now, if I were to describe the gospel in three sentences,
如果我用三句话来讲明福音的话，
I would say, firstly, Jesus died for our sin.
首先就是耶稣为我们的罪而死。
Secondly, he was buried, but on the third day, he rose again.
第二点就是他被埋葬了，第三天他复活了。
And this is very important.
这非常重要。
Because the God you worship,
因为我们所敬拜的神
is a living God.
是一个又真又活的神。
He hears your prayer.
他听我们的祷告。
He knows you by name.
他按照你的名字认识了你。
He is not some God is carved by the hands of man.
那不是像那些有些神是被人手所造的。
That's why the God you worship today is a living God.
那我们所今天所敬拜的神是一个永活的神。
Do you have any prayer requests?
你内心有没有一些祷告的事项呢？
Speak to your Father.
向天父来祷告。
He's not only a God who listens.
他不仅仅是那听祷告的神。
But he is also a God who answers your prayer.
他也是那回应你祷告的神。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
That's the gospel.
这就是福音。
Whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. This is a promise of the gospel.
那圣经当中的应许就是凡一切信他的不至灭亡反得永生。
Now as important as the gospel is, regrettably, not many people are willing to accept or hear the gospel.
虽然福音很重要，可是很遗憾，很多人并不愿意来接受福音。
Too many people are just too busy in their lives to care about their souls.
因为有些人对他来说，生命生活太忙碌了，没有时间来顾及自己的灵魂。
And Jesus wants concern with the soul of man.
但是耶稣会很关注人的灵魂。
Ask this very important question that we must take into consideration today.
那他就会跟向人问了一个这样的问题，是我们每一个人都要关注的。
He said, "For even if you were to gain all the wealth and power of this world at the cost of your own life, what good would that be? And what could be more valuable to you than your own soul?"
人若赚得全世界，却赔上自己的生命，有什么好处呢？人还能用什么换回自己的生命呢？
Friends, living for our physical needs is important.
亲爱的朋友们，为我们的身体而活是很重要的。
But it must not be our priority or at the expense of our soul.
但它不应该是我们的首要事项，并且以我们的灵魂作为代价。
The reality of life is that one day all of us will 咚咚锵。
生命的真实就是有一天我们都会死亡。
咚咚锵就是死了哈。But many think that our life consists only of our physical body.
那我们在这个世上的是靠这个身体来活的。
Yeah, when we die, we think that our story is over.
那我们死的时候，以为我们就生命就这样结束了。
But that's not true.
但这不是真的。
The real you is not what I see in your physical body.
我真实的你，并不是我眼睛看到的你这样的一个身体而已。
The real you is a soul, is a spirit.
那真实的是你的灵魂，你的灵。
So when we die, our physical body ceases to be.
那当我们死的时候，我们的这个肉体的生命就停止了。
But your soul and spirit continues to live.
但是我们的灵魂继续活着。
对，对的。Amen.
Amen.
And according to the Bible.
那根据圣经。
Our souls end up in one of the two places.
那我们的灵魂会在去到两个地方。
We will either end up in heaven or in hell.
或者在天堂，或者在地狱。
Because your soul is so important.
因为灵魂那么魂那么重要。
There are two persons who are very interested in your soul.
那有两个人对这个非常的关注。
One of them is Satan.
第一位是撒旦。
He's God's enemy.
他是神的敌人。
And also the enemy of our soul.
也是我们灵魂的敌人。
He doesn't love you.He doesn't love you.
因为他不爱你。
He hates you.
他恨你。
And he wants to destroy you.
他想要毁灭你。
The other person who is really interested in your soul is God.
另外一个就是真正的关心你的就是神。
He created you.
他创造了。
He loves you.
他爱你。
And he wants to spend eternity with you.
他希望能够跟你在一起到永远。
And that's the reason why your soul is so important.
这就是为什么你的灵魂是非常重要的。
Now, back in 2006,
在2006年的时候
，America was fighting a war with Iraq.
当时美国和伊拉克正在打仗。
Too far, sorry. Yeah, so America was fighting a war with Iraq.
当时美国和伊拉克。
And there was a Navy SEAL by the name of Michael A. Monsoor.
那当时有一个士兵叫迈克尔蒙苏尔。
He was on the tour of duty in the Iraqi city called Ramadi.
那当时他在拉马迪执行任务。
So he was standing on the rooftop.
他当时在一个屋顶上。
And together with two of his Navy SEAL teammates in sniper position.
那另外的跟他在一起的还有这个海豹突击队的他两个队友。
They did not know where the enemies were.
他们并不知道敌人会从哪里来。
The insurgents had blocked the road.
那当时的那个叛军把这个整个的路都封锁住了。
And then out of a sudden there was a sound coming from the loudspeaker.
那当时有一个从喇叭里面发出一个很大的声音。
The sound was from a local mosque.
它是从当地的清真寺发出来的。
And the sound was said, "Kill the Americans."
当时就是有人喊说，打死美国人。
So they were on the alert.
他们就非常的警觉。
Manso was standing, on the rooftop. Behind him was a door.
那马苏尔当时呢就站在这个屋顶上，他的背后是有一个门。
Then someone threw a grenade.
就这时候就有一个人向他们扔了手榴弹。
The grenade hit Mansour's chest and fell to his feet.
那打中了这个马苏尔的胸，掉到了地上。
Mansour had no time to pick up the grenade to throw it away.
马苏尔当时没有时间从地上捡起手榴弹的把它扔掉。
All he could do at the moment was shout, "Grenade!"
那当时他所能做的就是一瞬间他叫出了那个手榴弹。
Mansour has a split second to make a decision.
马苏尔当时只有一瞬间就必须做出一个决定。
He could run out the door and save himself.
他可以转身夺门而出来救自己。
But that would mean sure and certain death for his teammates.
但是很有可能会导致他的两个队友的损伤。
So what Manso did next was amazing.
那马苏尔接下来所做的是非常奇妙的。
He dived on the grenade.
他整个就扑了上去。
And after a while, the grenade detonated.
所以手榴弹就爆炸了。
25-year-old A. Mansour was killed that day.
25岁的马苏尔在那一天牺牲了。
But his two teammates.
但是他的两位队友。
Only suffered minor injuries.
只是受到轻伤。
Because A. Mansour muffled the effect of the blast.
因为马苏尔用自己的身体整个的挡住了这个手榴弹。
During the funeral, one of the Navy SEALs, surviving Navy SEALs, had this to say.
那在马苏尔的这个葬礼上，他的一个队友这么说。
He said, on that day, on the 26th of November, 29th of November, Mansour stared death at the face.
他说在9月29号那一天，马苏尔直面了死亡。
And he said, "You will not take my friends. I will go in their place."
他对死亡说：“你不可以带着我的朋友，我要替他们去死。”
Mansour died for the friend.
那马苏尔为朋友而死。
But who will die for you?
那谁会为你而死呢？
Is there anyone who is willing to die for you?
那是不是有人会为你而死呢？
Yes, the answer is yes.
那回答案是的。
And he had.
他已经这么做了。
And his name is Jesus.
他的名字就是耶稣。
Yeah. John 15:13, before Jesus went to the cross, he said, Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for his friends.
约翰福音十五章，在耶稣走上十字架之前，他这么说，一个人为他的朋友舍弃自己的生命，人的爱没有比这更大的了。
This is what Jesus exactly did for you and me.
这就是耶稣真正的为你和为我而做的。
And he called us friends.
他称我们为朋友。
He died that you may live.
他死了使你可以活着。
And he rose again so that you can live in power and victory.
他从死里复活了使你可以过一个有得胜的有能力的生活。
This is the most important message. The gospel message is the most important message.
那福音就是最重要的信息。
And if there's only one message that you must hear in your lifetime, it must be the gospel.
那如果在你的一生当中只听一个信息的话，那必须是福音。
And this is the gospel.
这就是福音。
For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only begotten Son, that whoever will believe in him shall not perish, but have eternal life.
神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。
The gospel is not about how good you are.
这并不是因为我们有多好。
None of us is good.
没有人，我们当中没有人是那么好的。
The gospel is good because he is good.
福音是好的，因为他上帝是好的。
This is a gospel of love.
这是关于爱的福音。
A gospel of forgiveness.
是关于饶恕的福音。
A gospel of mercy and grace of God.
是关于怜悯和恩典的福音。
I like what Timothy Keller said about the gospel.
那我非常喜欢提摩太·凯勒博士所说的。
He said we are more flawed and sinful in ourselves than we even dare to believe.
我们自己关于我们自己的缺陷和罪其实比我们自己认识的或想象的要多得多。
You know, the heart is so wicked.
那我们的人心是如此的诡诈。
The scary thing is that you are so wicked that you don't even know it.
我最可怕的事情是我们的心如此的诡诈，但我们却不自知。
But thanks be to God that yet at the same time we are more loved and accepted in Jesus Christ than we ever dared to hope for.
但是感谢神，我们在基督耶稣里得到的爱和接纳，比我们想象的还要多。
This is the beauty of the gospel.
这就是福音的美啊。
We are all unworthy.
我们每个人都是不配的。
But in spite of that, he chose to die for you and me.
但是他却选择为了你和为了我而死。
Okay, sorry.Sometimes you try to save PowerPoint, yeah. So you, yeah, yeah. Why was the gospel given to you?
那福音对你而言是什么呢
？Why did God bother to write a whole thick book in the of words in the Bible?
那为什么神花这么大力气要 在这个圣经当中写下这些经文呢？
Why did he establish the church?
为什么他要建立教会呢？
And why did he equip the church with preachers, pastors, and teachers?
为什么他要为教会设立教师、牧师和传道者？
It's only for one reason.
那只有一个理由。
Because so that you may believe that Jesus is the Messiah, the Son of the Living God.
那只有一个理由，那就是耶稣基督是那弥赛亚，是又真唯一的。
And the gospel is the most important message that we need to hear because the gospel concerns your life now and in eternity.
那福音是我们一生最重要的一个信息，它不仅仅关乎我们现在活在世上的生命，也关乎我们今后永恒的生命。
But at the same time, unfortunately, the gospel is the most ignored message.
那我们也很遗憾，对很多人来说却是不接受、不认识的一个信息。
Many think that they do not need God nor the gospel.
那很多人认为他们不需要神或者福音。
Many think that, you know, as long as I live a good life and do good works, I'll be safe.
那很多人认为说，如果我活得不错，做在世上做个好人就 OK。
If you were like me in the past,
如果你像我一样，过去的我那样
，You know, whenever my friends invite me to church.
每次我朋友来邀请我去教会的时候
I thought they were trying to brainwash me
他们我在想猜想他们可能想要这个给我洗脑
Yeah, brainwash me into something that I don't like or something that is dangerous
那可能是要会给我一些不喜欢的或者是一些危险的信息来给我洗脑
Are there any new friends among us today?
那今天在座有没有一些新朋友呢
Yeah But don't give up if you are a believer, because this message is necessary for them for their soul.
但是不要放弃，亲爱的已经信主的弟兄姐妹们，这个信息对他们是很重要的。
Just this Wednesday, I went down for breakfast.
那就是刚刚过去的星期三，我走出去吃早餐。
And I saw an uncle sitting on the void deck.
那我看到有一个老人坐在楼下。
Yeah, you know, Chinese New Year is the best time to struck up a conversation.
你知道吗？春节的时候是最好的跟陌生人交谈的时机。
So I said, Uncle, 恭喜发财。
我就可能过去叫他说叔叔 ，Uncle， 恭喜发财。
So after talking for a little while, I asked him, Have you heard about Jesus?
那稍微我们攀谈了一会儿之后，我就问他说，你听过耶稣吗？
He said, Do you know the way to heaven? I asked him.
我就问他说你知道如何去天堂吗
He said, as long as you live a good life, do good work, you'll go to heaven.
他就说哎呀只要我在世上做个好人做好事我就会或有一个去到天堂。
Then I asked him, how much good work must you do?
那你在世上到底要做多少的好事呢
I said, it's up to you.
那他说随你吧。
I said, this is so uncertain. It's just an uncertain way to get to heaven.
那我就说哎呀这个太不确定了去到天堂的路好像很不靠谱哈。
Afterwards, his body language tell me that he was uncomfortable.
那这时候我就观察他的肢体语言好像觉得有点不太自在了。
And then whenever he saw his friend passing by, he said, hello, hello, 你好。
他看到其他人走过的时候他就开始尝试跟别人打招呼。
So I did not want to press the issue.
那我这时候该怎么做呢
？So I said, "Can I pray for you?"
那我就说，我可以为你祷告吗
？Surprisingly, he said yes.
他很惊讶的是，他竟然说是的，可以的。
So I said, "What can I pray for you?" He said, "Pray for peace."
我就问他，我可以为你祷告什么？他说平安。
So after prayer.I bless him and say, "Oh, if I meet you again, we will talk again."
那我跟祷告完之后，我就祝福他，然后说，如果我们今后有机会再见，我们再聊吧。
The gospel is a message that people do not want to hear.
那福音可能是很有些人不愿意听的。
But it's good for their soul.
但是却是对他们的灵魂有好处。
This is a Chinese saying, 苦药什么？
良药苦口。
良药苦口，良药苦口。That means bitter medicine is good for you.
就是良药苦口。
yeah, 又学到东西了。Now, but the number one reason why people reject the gospel is this. It's stated for us in 2 Corinthians 4:4.
那人们拒绝福音的最重要的原因是写在哥林多后书四章四节。
It said the God of this age has blinded the minds of unbelievers so that they cannot see the light of the gospel that display the glory of Christ, who is the image of God.
这些不幸的人被这世代的神弄瞎了他们的心眼，使他们看不见基督荣耀福音的光。基督就是神的形象。
So there is a devil.
那我们知道就是有魔鬼的。
He is real.
他是真实的。
But he wants you to think that he is not real.
他想希望我们想到他不是真的。
He has blinded the eyes of all those who can't see the gospel.
他把那些看不到福音的人的眼睛蒙瞎了。
And that's why when we preach the gospel, we have to ask the Holy Spirit to go along with us.
所以 每当我们要出去传福音的时候，我们要邀请圣灵与我们同行。
To remove the scales from the eyes so that they can see the light of the gospel.
把蒙蔽人们的眼睛的东西挪去。
You know, we cannot go to heaven on our own terms.
那我们不能用自己的方式去到天堂。
Romans 3:23 says, For all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
罗马书三章二十三节这么说，因为人人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
What do you mean by all?
所有人人是指谁呢？是指什么呢？
All means all. All means 8 billion people in this world, they need the gospel.
所有的意思就是所有人，在世上的所有人。
All of them have sinned. None is good.
那在世上人人都犯了罪，没有一个人没有犯罪。
And the Bible goes on to say, the wages of sin is death.
罗马在圣经当中继续这么说，罪的工价就是死。
How many of you know that this is bad news?
有多少人知道这就是一个坏消息
？All of us are sinners.
我们每个人都是罪人。
All of us at one point are headed to hell.
那我们每一个人都在一定的时间冒犯了天。
But thanks to be God on our way to hell.
但是感谢神，就当我们要走向地狱的时候
，God put a big cross there and said stop.
他在十字架上付上了代价。
The salvation of the cross.Is an unthinkable, a mind-blowing, and marvelously glorious, astonishing display of God's love.
那十字架上的救恩就是上帝的爱，那不可思议的、令人惊奇的展示。
And thanks to be God that is Romans 5:8 that say, God demonstrated His love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for you and me.
感谢神，在罗马书五章八节这么说：唯有基督在我们还做罪人的时候为我们死，神对我们的爱就在此显明了。
So your unbelieving friend may be shaking their fist at Jesus.
那些还不信的主可能正用举起拳头来对抗耶稣。
They may be using Jesus as a curse word.
那很多时候他们会用耶稣的词，可能是一个咒诅。
In spite of all this.In spite of all this,
既然是如此，即使如此
，God still sent His Son to die for you and I.
神依然赐下耶稣为我们而死。
On the cross, Jesus said to the devil.
在十字架上，耶稣对魔鬼说
，He said, "No, you shall not take my people. I will go in their place."
不，你不能带走我的子民，我会为他们而死。
That's the gospel.
这就是福音。
Give glory to God.
荣耀归于神。
Give glory to Jesus.
荣耀归于神。
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So this is a good news.
这就是好消息。
This is amazing love of God.
这是那神奇妙的爱。
The righteous dying for the unrighteous.
那公义的为那不义的而死。
The sinless dying for the sinful.
那无罪的为罪人而死。
Now let me tell you a story, a make-up story, huh?
我是给大家讲一个假设的这样的一个故事。
Do you like to hear story? I'm just following the example of Jesus, right? He always tells story. All right, let's imagine for a while.
让我们用我们的想使用一下我们的想象力哈。接下来我们要用我们的想象力。
All of you are bad people.
那所有的人，你们都不是什么好人哈，就是不好，
yeah,
品性不好。
Your profession is thievery.
那你以偷盗为业。
Yeah, you know you have broken into many cars and stole things from the car.
你从那个车从车里面偷东西。
You have broken into houses and stole many things.
你入室抢劫。
And then one day your luck ran out.
那有一天你就没有那么幸运了哈。
And you were caught.
你被抓住了。
And then you were to face the judge in the next few weeks.
那在接下来几周，你必须接受审判。
While you're in prison, you heard that the judge is your uncle.
那后来你后来听说哦，原来那个法官是你的叔叔。
It's the same uncle that brought you out.
是那个是这位叔叔把你养大。
Then you say, "Hey, it's okay."
那你心里就有点暗暗想，应该没什么问题。
I'll be all right. He will let me go.
他我应该没什么事，他会放过我。
But at the same time, you remember that your uncle is a very righteous man.
那同时你又想起你的叔叔其实是一个非常公义的人。
He always punishes the guilty.
那总是来处罚那些犯罪的。
Now you are a little nervous.
那这时候你又有一点小紧张。
And on the day of the court hearing,
就在听证会那天
you saw your uncle seated at the seat.
你就看到你的叔叔坐在法官座上。
But then you realize that he doesn't quite look like your uncle.
那这时候你突然意识到他看上去好像不太像你的叔叔。
With his judicial robe.
他穿上了法官袍。
He looks so dignified.
他看上去非常的严厉。
He looks so righteous.
他很公义。
He read out the charges against you.
他宣读了对你的罪的这个宣判。
He looked at you as if he did not recognize you.
他好像看着你，好像不认识你那样。
I said, "You hereby, Mr. Jin Jia Pai, you are charged with 15 counts of robbery, theft, and housebreaking."
你犯了这个，你入室抢劫，你还偷盗了50磅。
Do you plead guilty?
你认罪吗
？You have to plead guilty because you are guilty.
你当然认罪，因为你确实犯了这些错。
And then he passed the sentence.
那这时候他就宣判了。
$50,000 fine or 3 years in jail.
那就要罚款50,000块，还有或者是入狱3年。
And he slammed the hammer. Case closed.
那敲下了这个法官的锤子。
As the bailiff
结了。
As the bailiff was about to take you to the prison cell,
这个时候，当警察正要带你去监狱的时候
，You saw your uncle took off his robe.
你就看到你的叔叔把脱下了他的法官袍。
He walked down from his elevated place.
他从那个法官席上走下来。
And then he wrote a check of $50,000.
他写下了一个50,000块钱的支票。
And gave it to you.
交给了你。
Would you take it?
你会拿吗？
谁不会拿的？
有谁不会拿的？可以举手。啊、
你 不会拿就是笨蛋哦。Right? Then this is exactly what Jesus did for you and I, brothers.
这就是耶稣基督为你和为我所做的。
But he did not pay $50,000 for it.
他并没有给你50,000块。
He paid for his life. He paid with his blood.
他用自己的血和自己的生命付上了代价。
What a story!
这是多么奇妙的故事！
But it's only a make-up story.
但这个却是虚构的故事。
But it's a good story to illustrate the point.
但是一个很好的故事来诠释，更好的诠释。
Now I'm going to tell you another story.
那我想跟大家讲另外一个故事。
It's a true story. It's a biblical story.
这是一个真实的来自于圣经的故事。
Okay. All right. Okay.So the gospel is a gospel of mercy and grace.
那福音就是关于怜悯和恩典的好消息。
It's mercy. It's mercy. It's because we don't get what we deserve.
那怜悯就是我们没有得到我们应得的。
All of you and I deserve hell.
那我们每一个人都要去到应得去到地狱。
But because of Jesus' work on the cross,
就是因为耶稣基督在十字架上所做的。
We receive life.
我们获得了生命。
Grace is we get what we don't deserve.
那恩典就是我们得到我们不配得的。
You don't deserve eternal life.
我们并不配得永恒的生命。
You don't deserve the nature of God in you.
你并不配得那神在你里面的
形象。You don't deserve the Holy Spirit.
你并不配得到。
Residing in you, but God gave you anyway.
但是神却把圣灵赐给了我们。
Greater love has no one than this.
那没有比这个爱更大的了。
To lay down one's life for his friends.
为他的朋友而舍命。
The second story I'm about to tell you is a woman caught in the act of adultery.
那第二个我要跟大家讲故事，就是这个犯奸淫的妇人。
While Jesus was on earth, he became very popular.
当耶稣还在世的时候，他变得 很受欢迎。
Because he taught with authority.
因为他说话带有权柄。
And because of that, many people flocked to listen to him.
因为有很多人去跟从他，来听他说。
And this threatened the influence and power of the religious leaders then.
但这个却是给那些属灵的这些宗教人士带来了威胁。
So they were thinking of a way to trap Jesus to eliminate him.
他们就在寻找机会要陷害耶稣，把他除掉。
One day they thought their opportunity came.
他有一天他们发现哦，也许机会来了。
They caught a woman in adultery and brought her to Jesus.
那他们就抓住了一个正在行淫的妇人，把她带到了耶稣的面前。
And asked Jesus, "What would you say in the law of Moses?" A woman caught in adultery is punishable by stoning.
他们说，按照摩西的律法，一个行淫的人被抓住的之后要被石头打死。
So they demand Jesus to make a judgment on this woman.
他们就希望，他们想要耶稣在对这个妇人定罪。
It seems that Jesus is caught in a dilemma.
那这时候好像耶稣被陷在一个两难之地。
If he said, "Forgive the woman,"
他如果说赦免这个妇人
then he would have contradicted the law of Moses and not fit to be a teacher of the law.
那他可能就是违背了摩西的律法，就不配做教师。
If he said, "Stone her,"
那如果他说用石头打死他
then all the teachers taught and lived and demonstrated about love and forgiveness will come to nothing.
那如果他作为教师的身份所展示的这种爱，这个饶恕就变得虚无了。
Yeah, and he would have also be in conflict with the Romans' law.
而且这样做的话，也会冒犯到这个罗马的法律。
Because the Roman emperor did not give them the right to execute religious cases.
因为罗马当时的执政的并没有给当时。有这个用宗教的形式来定罪的这个权利。
So the Pharisees and religious leaders thought they had a perfect plan.
那这些法利赛人和宗教人士认为他们有了一个完美的计划。
They got Jesus trapped.
他希望能耶稣基督能够中计。
And they kept on pushing Jesus for an answer.
他们就不断的催逼耶稣给出他的答案。
Jesus unruffledstood down and began to write on the sand.
那耶稣就蹲下来在沙上写字。
What was he writing?
他写了什么呢？
The Bible was not definite in the content that he wrote.
那在圣经当中没有给一个很具体的一个答案。
He could be writing the sins of all the religious leaders.
他可能会写这些所有宗教人士的领袖的他们的罪。
He could be writing the room number where they hadsome affairs.
那可能会写下当时这个做这些有些这些事情的当时的房间的号码。
But he could also be writing sins like pride.
那他可能会写上这些罪，像比如说是骄傲
，anger，
愤恨
，unforgiveness，
不饶恕
，and things like that.
所有这些事。
And.Just in case you are too fast to point your finger at the Pharisees, and all these things, anger, violence, you know, and all these things is also inherent in us.
那当我们用这个指头指着这些法利赛人，可能他们会犯这些愤恨，这样的罪的时候，其实这些在我们心里也都有。
So what was he writing?
那到底耶稣写了什么呢？
But he could be some theologian think that he was fulfilling.The prophecy of Jeremiah 17:13.
那有一些经学家会圣经的经学研究人士会认为他可能写的东西是应验了耶利米书里面所写的。
He said, "Lord, you are the hope of Israel. All who forsake you will be put to shame." Notice that those who turn away from you will be written in the dust.Because they have forsaken the Lord, the spring of living water.
耶利米书十七章十三节，耶和华以色列的盼望啊，离弃你的都必蒙羞，偏离你的，他们的名字必写在沙上。
So after that, Jesus stood up.
最后，耶稣就站了起来。
And he addressed the religious leader.
他就对着这些宗教领袖说
He is without sin. Let him cast the first stone.
你们中间谁是没有罪的，他就可以先拿石头打他。
And surprisingly, one by one, drop their stone from the oldest to the youngest.
出人意外的，这个人从老，这些人从老到少一一的离开了。
And again, Jesus stood up and asked the woman.
耶稣就对着妇人说
，Woman, has no one condemned you?
妇人，没有人定你的罪吗
？The lady replied, "No one, Lord."
妇人回答说，主啊，没有。
Then Jesus said, "Neither do I condemn you. Go and sin no more."
耶稣就说，我也不定你的罪，走吧，从现在起不要再犯罪了。
Let me share five thoughts with you on this story.
那让我跟大家分享，在这篇正道当中的五点思考。
The truth of the matter that sin has marked all of us who are made in the image of God.
那事实就是罪破坏了我们在我们里面的神的形象。
And all of us need the forgiveness and mercy.
所有的人都需要怜悯和饶恕。
Secondly, do not be like the Pharisees.
第二。
To be quick to condemn others while neglecting their own fault.
第二点，不要像法利赛人那样太快地指责他人，而忽略了自己身上的弱点。
Thirdly, justice is crucial.
第三点，公正是很重要的。
But mercy is transforming.
但是怜悯是可以带来改变的。
By showing mercy to this woman.
那靠着对这个妇人展示了这个怜悯。
Jesus is giving her a chance for a new start.
让耶稣给了她一个机会，让她改变。
And all of us here.Maybe looking for a new start.
那我们在座的每一个人，也许正在希望有一个新的开始。
And you can find a new start in the mercy of the Lord.
那你可以在主的怜悯里面找到新的开始。
Fourthly, humility and repentance leads to forgiveness.
第四点，谦卑和悔改带来饶恕。
You know the Pharisees could have their sins forgiven as well.
那我们知道法利赛人也许他们也可以使他的罪得到赦免。
Instead of dropping the stone and slipping away in guilt and shame.
不是像当时他们所做放下石头离开。
They could have repented in humility and said, Lord, forgive my sin.
他可以谦卑的来到主面前说请你饶恕我的罪。
I hope today.
我希望今天。
Those who are seated here and have not believed in Jesus as your Lord, God and Savior.
那今天在座，如果你还没有接受耶稣基督为你的主和救主的时候
，You will not be like the Pharisees.
你不会像法利赛人那样
，running away in guilt and shame.
来，因着他们的这个问题感到羞愧而离开。
Instead, in humility, repent and say, "Lord, I need you."
而是带着谦卑来到神的面前说：“主啊，我需要你。”
Fifthly, the death, burial, and resurrection, Jesus.Brought forgiveness for us.
第五点，耶稣的受死、埋葬和复活为我们带来了宽恕。
It's without a doubt the woman was guilty.
那我们知道这个行淫的妇人是犯了罪的。
Why did Jesus forgive her?
为什么耶稣基督要饶恕她呢
？Has Jesus gone soft on sin?
那耶稣是不是对罪太过软了
？No.
不是的。
No.
不是。
Because in a few days' time, he knew.That he would be going to the cross to pay for the sin of this woman.
因为他知道，再过几天他就会走上十字架，为这个妇人的罪付上代价。
To pay for your sin and to pay for my sin.
为你的罪付上代价。
The Bible says.
圣经这么说。
Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he is near.
你们要趁着耶和华可以寻找的时候寻找他。
And then it also says.In 2 Corinthians 6:2, now, not tomorrow. It's now. It's the time of God's favor. Now is the day of salvation.
所以在哥林多后书六章二节这么说，在悦纳是现在，不是明天。在悦纳的时候，我应允了你。
You don't wait for salvation.
你知道获得救恩的方式。
You don't wait.
你不要等。
You rush to it.
你要快快地跑上
去。Because you may not know whether you live tomorrow.
你并不知道明天你会在哪里。
So get your salvation now.
所以现在就要得到你的救恩。
Amen.
Amen.
So the Lord is right here as we speak.
在我们当下神就在我们当中。
Because he said in the midst of our congregation he is present.
因为在我们的会众聚集的时候他就在我们当中。
If you have not received the Lord as your Savior, if you have not received Jesus as a Lord and Savior,Now is a good time to do so.
如果你还没有接受耶稣基督为你的主、你的救主，那现在就是时候。
Today is the day of salvation.
今天就是拯救的日子。
I also must warn you that there will be a day reserved for judgment.
那我还是要提醒你，有一天是会审判会来到。
Yeah, shall we read this together?
让我们一起来读这段经文。按着定命，人人都要死一次。死后还有审判。
There is a judgment day, my brothers and sisters in Christ, especially for those who have yet to know the Lord.
那有一天，我们会面对审判，特别是那些还没有接受耶稣基督为救主的。
On the judgment day, the dead and the alive will be gathered, believers and non-believers.
那在审判日，那信主的和不信主的都要来到主的面前。
And there will be a separation, the Bible says.Between the sheep and the goats.
那我们知道在公羊绵羊和山羊之间会有一个区分。
And those who accept Jesus who are the sheep will be received into the kingdom of God that God has prepared for them long ago.
如果接受了耶稣基督为个人救主的是会进入到神为他们所预备的天堂。
Listen to the warning of Jesus for those who do not believe in him and the gospel.
那对那些还没有接受或者是拒绝福音的人，耶稣有这样的话说。
Shall we read this together?
让我们一起来读。你们这被咒诅的，离开我，到为魔鬼和他的使者所预备的永火里去吧。
It's a scary thing, isn't it?
这是很可怕的，对吗
？Some may thought, "Hey, this is too serious a punishment."
那有些人可能就会说，这样的这样的这个惩罚。太过重了。
You see, the punishment for a crime is not only the nature of the crime, but who and what you sin against. All right?
那审判的轻重并不在于犯罪，不仅仅在于犯罪的性质，而是这个犯罪对象到底是谁和他犯了什么。
If you accidentally kill an ant, would you be punished in hell?
你如果不小心踩死了一只蚂蚁，你会去地狱吗
？Killing an ant is not as bad as killing a dog, huh?
那可能杀死一只蚂蚁跟杀死一只狗也不一样。
Yeah. But killing a dog is not as bad as killing a man.
那杀死一只狗跟杀死一个人又是不一样的。
The greatest sin in history is the killing of the Son of God.
那在整个世上历史上面最严重的罪行就是杀死神的儿子。
Jesus is of eternal value and worth.
因为耶稣有永恒的价值。
So the punishment is not unfair.
所以这样的惩罚并不是不公正的。
He is a being of infinite beauty.
因为耶稣是有那无限的美。
He's a God. He's a being of infinite worth.
他有那无限的这样的价值。
And sinning against the Son of God is more serious than sinning against any other being.
那对在对着神耶稣来犯罪，比对着任何其他的生命所犯的罪更严重。
So what does the gospel mean for the believers and unbelievers?
那福音对于信徒和非信徒到底意味着什么呢
？If you have still not received Jesus as your Lord, God, and Savior,
如果你到现在还没有接受耶稣基督为你个人的救主
，I beg you to do so as soon as possible. Do it quickly.
那我想请求你尽快的来回应他。
Get your names written in the book of life.
让你的名字可以写在生命书上，生命之书上。
Do not let Jesus write your name on the dust.
那不要把让耶稣把你的名字写在那些尘土上。
If you are so blessed as to have received Jesus as the Lord God and Savior, then go tell it to the nations.
那如果你已经得到这个祝福，有这个救恩，成为信徒，那就把这个福音传出去。
All believers, can you read Romans 10:15 together with me?
那所有信徒可以跟我一起来读罗马书十章十五节。
One, two, three.
那些传美事报喜讯的人，他们的脚中多么美！
Yeah, 我看看你们的脚，美丽的脚。Beautiful feet. All right. In ending, let's watch a video. Why every one of us need the gospel? It's a courtesy from Hope Church.
让我们一起来看一个视频，是由希望教会所提供的。为什么我们每个人都需要福音？
Hallelujah. That's why don't ever leave church. Don't ever think that you do not need the gospel. You need it every day.
不要以为我们不需要福音，而是我们每一天都需要它。
You need it in your relationship with people.
你需要在人际关系当中需要它。
You need it to get to heaven.
你需要它来进入天堂。
Yeah. So, before I end,It's unfair of me to preach such a message without giving you an altar call.
那我希望在我正道结束之前，给大家能够有一个呼召。
I do not know all of you here.
我并不认识你们在座的每一位。
Some of you maybe have come into church but have not received Jesus as your Lord, God, and Savior.
也许在座有一些人来过教会，但是还没有接受耶稣基督为你个人的救主。
The Bible says salvation is now.
那圣经说。救恩就是现在。
If you have heard today's message,
如果你现在听到了这个信息，
and you have conviction in your heart,
在你心里有一个确信，
and you said to yourself,
你就对自己说，
I will not leave this building until I know that my sins are forgiven.
我直到我知道我的罪被赦免，我绝不离开这个地方。
Can you raise your hand?
你可以举起你的手。我想为你来祷告。
Don't let this opportunity slip by like the Pharisees.And the religious leaders.
不要像那些宗教领袖和法利赛那样，让这样的一个机会溜走。
Quickly now, anyone who said yes, I have not received Jesus as my Lord, God, and Savior, and today is the day. I will not leave this building until I know my eternity, my eternal destiny. Eternal destiny is assured.
那如果你还没有接受耶稣基督为个人的救主，现在就是时候。你不要说，当我还没有，当我的罪，当我知道我的罪，所有的罪都被赦免，我不绝不离开这个地方。如果你心里有这样的一个感动，我希望我会为你们来祷告。
If you are that person, can I invite you to stand at the count of three? One, because Jesus loves you.
因为耶稣爱你。
Two, because He died for your sin.
因为他为你的罪而死。
And third, He has prepared eternity for you.
他为你预备了永恒的生命。
If you are willing to say, Lord, I'm a sinner. Today, I want your forgiveness. Please stand.
如果你心里想接受，你对耶稣说：“是的，我是个罪人，我要接受你为我的个人的救主。”啊，可以邀请你站起来。
Anyone?
有人吗？
The second altar call is for those who have been a casual Christian.
那第二个呼召就是对那些可能是比较随便便的一个基督徒。
You are lukewarm.
你可能是不冷不热的。
And the Bible said, Jesus said, I will spit you out of my mouth.
那我要对你来说话。
So this message is not only for unbelievers, but also for believers.
所以这个信息不仅仅是给还不信的，也是给信主的。
Today is a day for repentance.
那今天就是悔改的日子。
If you have been very scared to share the gospel,
你可能很害怕去分享福音。
If you have been too lazy to read the Bible,
你可能很懒于读经。
And you're not bearing any fruit.
你没有结果子。
And today you say, Lord, I repent.
但今天你会到神面前说，主啊，我要悔改。
Set me on fire.
所以使我能够心里有火热。
Let me be an agent of change and hope for a lost world.
让我成为那个带来盼望和向失丧的世界传福音的那个人。
If that's you, can I invite you, believers, to stand?
那如果这是你心里的感动，我就邀请那些已经信主的人可以站起来。
Lord, I want to be set on fire for you.
那我想要被你来燃烧。
If that's you, please stand.
如果你心里有这样的感动，你已经信主了，你有心里这样的感动，说主啊，你使我的心里火热起来，你使我让我为你燃烧，你可以邀请你，我可以邀请你站起来。
Anyone? Yes.
有吗
？Thank you, Lord.Yeah, it's between you and Lord. It's not between you and me. Yeah.
所以这是你和神之间的，并不是在跟我之间的。
Thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you for your word.
天父，我们感谢你的话语。
We thank you for salvation.
感谢你的救恩。
And we thank you that many have believed.
感谢你有这么多人都信了。
And yet many are neither hot nor cold.
那但是有些人是忽冷忽热的。
I pray for my brothers and sisters standing up here.
我为这些站起来的弟兄姐妹来祷告。
The Holy Spirit, that you increase the intensity of the passion for you.
那主啊，你的圣灵来加深他对你自己的这个爱的这样的火热度。
Lord, whenever they see the lost, they will see as your eyes would see.
那他们看你所想要，你的眼睛所看的。
They will have the compassion that you have for them.
那同时他们又有在你里面，你所赐给他们同样的这样的一个
怜悯。So Lord, set us on fire.
主啊，你燃烧我们。
Set us on fire again, Lord.
燃烧我们。
Forgive us, Lord.
赦免我们，主啊。
For being lukewarm.
那我们成为不，赦免我们是不冷不热的。
But from today onward.
但是从今开始。
I'll set myself apart.
我要分别为圣。
For your sake, Lord.
只为了你的缘故
and for the sake of the gospel,
只为了福音的缘故
in Jesus' name we pray,
奉耶稣基督的名祷告
and we say amen,
让我们一起说
Hallelujah,
Hallelujah.
Can I invite